Blog Talk Radio.
There was nobody before him, and there was nobody after him.
Exodus 31:12-17. This is how you get down with the Israelite team. Praise the Yahweh, Yah Elohim, on this holy convocation day. Thou shalt not do any work, nah. And if you're picking up sticks, then you will get hit. This is what you do after you roam in your home. Don't go out doing that work, you get stoned. And we telling our brothers and sisters, telling, please listen to what the Most High says. That we must face them each and every day. But there's one day that sanctifies. Great job. He gave it to us for a sign. And I'm telling you, I'll never leave it behind. Always keep it on my mind. And this is how we get refined. Each and every time the light shines. And anybody coming into my house better watch as they speak. Watch. I don't want nobody speaking out of turn. You came here to listen and learn. Watch what come out your mouth. Don't let your soul get burned. Please just turn to the Most High. This is how we sanctify. He wants us to tell the children of Israel who were trapped in these gates of hell. Please just learn how to do it well. Stop getting on your knees every Sunday worshiping the double way. They must turn from these wicked ways that they do every Saturday. Matter of fact, the ones that turn that darkness into light, that think from sundown to sundown is when the Sabbath day go down. But they're strictly confused in the land of confusion. It is Yahweh's giving us to own delusions. And let our fears become before our faces. And that's why we worshiping in the wrong places. Synagogues of death and cemeteries teaching these things that
follow people that believe in him. How many of y'all see those signs?
None of you have. None of you have. None of them exist. None of them exist. Which means the book is the book.
But here, Yahweh has signs, and he said,
these people that believe in him, though you would see that sign.
What sign?
Read it.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we let everybody know that?
Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh, our Elohim. And this is nothing but the truth. And my name is Moray Obadiah Yisrael, at the House of Israel, located in 1907 Vine Street. And I'm standing in for the Elder Moray here at the House of Israel, Moray Ishaya Yisrael. And once again, this is nothing but the truth. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Savior and the Redeemer of not only Israel, but of the entire world today. So we give all honor, glory, and praises unto the Holy One of Israel. And we say shalom to all of our people and all listeners that are listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook, YouTube, or Blog Talk. For we know that the only reason why you're tuning in is because of your fear and your love towards the Creator. Today, with Yah's blessing, we plan on bringing another excellent message and praises to the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh. And what makes the message so poignant is that this is something that the Most High has commanded out of his own mouth and had it written in his own book for something that our people to do. Because every word of Elohim is pure. And that's why it was a beautiful lesson taught by Moray Isha yesterday, speaking on Yah's holy days. Because if you let the world tell you, they're saying that some of Yah's holy days can't be kept in captivity. Matter of fact, it can only be kept in certain places. And then you'll have some people that keep all of Yah's holy days, no matter where they at. And as it says in the book of Proverbs, the 11th chapter and the first verse, a false balance is an abomination to Yah. So to be balanced, to be ordered, and to have unity with your brother, your sisters, and have unity with the Most High, we have to live by every word spoken by the Most High. And Yahweh's words are powerful. Yah's words are sharper than any sword that we can have in our sheath. Yah's word is more powerful than any gun that we can get our hands on, stronger than any grenade, stronger than any atomic bomb, stronger than any move that you can learn through the arts of fighting. Because Yahweh's words are impenetrable. Yahweh's words are something that's not flawed. Yahweh's words is something that has been tried, purified, like silver is tried through the furnace of fire. So these words are strong. And the Most High said, if you come to the world with my word, you'll be able to desolate and destroy nations. But in order to do these things, there's some components that we have to add into our weaponry to have on supply. See, just waking up to the fact and knowing that you Israel is not going to have it suffice enough. Because there are a lot of our people that know that they Israel, but they're going out and they teaching all type of false doctrine to the world. They're going out and spewing all type of falsehoods to the world. And they're speaking things that Yahweh didn't command them to speak. And they're giving testimonies to things that Yahweh didn't say give a testimony to. So in order to be a witness for the Most High, there's some important key components that we have to be. And these components are recorded in one of my favorite chapters and also one of my favorite verses in the book of Yah, because it's given us our purpose. It's given us our commission, and it's recorded in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. And in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, let us begin reading at the 8th verse. Isaiah 43 and verse 8, it reads, "Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who amongst them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth." So this thing that Yahweh is commissioning his people to do, he don't want just a small room. He don't want just an auditorium. He don't want just a stadium. No, he said, let all the nations be gathered. Let every last one of the nations that's on the face of this earth be gathered. And not only gather yourselves, but bring forth your witnesses. Because we want to see who could declare the former things. Who could declare the things of the past. Who could declare the things that are happening. And who could declare the things that are going to happen. This is the challenge that Yahweh has given his servants to commission to the world. So what we speak is not only talking to Israel, but it's talking to the entire world. And what we're asking is for all the nations to bear witness. Bring forth their strong witnesses. Bring forth your Elohim that you serve and declare and see if it can be declared the former things. Let's see if what you're doing can be justified. Or maybe you'll hear it and see it and say, look, this is the bona fide truth. I can't even deny what you're saying. But this is something that all the nations of the earth have to be gathered together and see. And then this is what Yah said that we are. It says, ye are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no Elohim formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved and have showed when there was no strange Elohim amongst you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith Yah, that I am Elohim. This is what Yahweh is saying, that we are the witness too. See, it's not a witness to knock on the door and proclaim the name of another deity. You're not witnessing to go out on the streets and march and have an idol on your shirt and thinking because it's a lot of y'all that you're doing something. That's not witnessing for Yah. It's not witnessing for Yah to not stick with Yah's words and stick to Yah's words and know that every word of Elohim is pure. But you'll come in the name of any other god. You'll come with any other book that's giving praises to another god. This is not witnessing for the Most High. Because the first thing that the Most High is commanding us to witness to is that besides him, there is none else. And any other book that you grab a hold to, any other doctrine that we take a hold to, any other ideology that we go along with is not going to declare this thing. None whatsoever. But this is for Yah's witnesses to know, believe, and understand. And these are the three key components into being the good witness for Yah. These are three key components to witness for Yahweh righteously. If we're going to be a true witness, then let us witness righteously for Yahweh. But in order to witness righteously for Yah, We have to know, believe, and understand. And all three of these components, they all together, which means if you take one component out, it's not balanced. See, because you have some that say, well, I know, but I don't believe. Well, then you don't know. And then you may say, well, I believe, but I don't understand. Well, then how can you say you know it? And then you may say, you have some that say, well, I know and I understand. I know and believe, but I don't quite understand. Well, how can you know and believe if you don't understand? So we have to break down, what does this mean? What does it mean to know, believe, and understand? Because there's things that Yahweh says that he know. And there's some things, there's a thing that the Most High say he don't know. And we have to be cognizant and conscious of the fact to say, look, I know this because it's spoken by the words of the true and living Elohim. And Yah is the creator of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. So if Yah don't know it, then it's impossible for me to know it. And we have to proclaim what we have to witness for the Most High. Something that may be unbeknownst to the world. There's only one thing that's recorded in the book of Yah that he don't know. And Yah said that he don't know. And this is talking to all of our brothers and sisters that may be under the Messianic Israelite persuasion, that may think that because you done gave this idol a Hebrew name, that this is righteous. This goes to all of our brothers and sisters that are caught up in the religion of Christianity. This goes out to all of our brothers and sisters that's caught up in the religion of Islam and Buddhism and Rastafarianism and all type of isms and schisms that man came up with. It's one thing that you have to proclaim, and it's one thing that Yahweh is proclaiming to the whole world. Only one thing that Yah said that he don't know. And it's recorded in the book of Isaiah, the 44th chapter. We don't even have to go far. Just the next chapter over. In Isaiah, the 44th chapter. And in the book of Isaiah, the 44th chapter, I'm going to read the 8th verse. And it reads, fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. And this is Yahweh saying it again. You my witnesses. And you are my witnesses to the point that I'm going to humble myself and I'm going to let you know it's one thing that I don't know. Not two, not three, not seven. It's only one thing that I don't know. And we're going to read what the Most High don't know. Is there an Elohim besides me? Yea. There is no Elohim. I know not any. My people, these are the words of the true and living Elohim, the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is. The creator of all flesh. The creator of all beasts. The creator of all that is in them is. And he's saying, is there an Elohim besides me? Is there another power besides me? Is there another creator besides me? Yahweh saying, I don't know any. So if y'all don't know any, then what do I look like witnessing that there is some besides him? I don't care what testimony I done read and I believed. I don't care what book that's been brought forth. And because they don't put the name Yah in it, now it makes it authentic? No. Not if it's proclaiming that there's someone, something, or something, or someone, or something besides the Most High. This is something that I know that is foreign to the ears and the eyes of the Most High. And if he don't know it, then how can I know it? How can we know it? How can we profess and tell the Most High, nah, Yah, there is one besides you, and his name is Yahamashiach, or the Christ of the New Testament, or Elijah Muhammad or Haile Selassie. The Most High look at us like, you a plum dumb fool. You down on earth. You were created. And you telling me, the creator, something I don't know. You saying, yeah, there is someone beside you. This is not what Yahweh raised us up to witness to and to witness for. But when you know something, it's a song. When you know, you know. And we got to break down what it means to know. Turn with me to the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. And in the Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, it says in the first verse, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So there's a time and purpose for everything. So we have to know time and purpose. And if we're serving something outside of the Most High, then what's the purpose? And when was the time that the Most High grant this permissible to do? If the nation of Israel is of a certain hue, the nation of Israel is of a certain look, then when did Yahweh change and say, now it could be several nations? When is the time and purpose of all these things that our people are out in the world proclaiming and witnessing to? And if you can't show it in the words of Yah, then you truly don't know it, which means you cannot know time and purpose. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 9th division. This is why it's important for us to know. This is why it's important. One of the most important ingredients in knowing is wisdom. And wisdom is the fear of Yah. But it's also having the knowledge. Being able to have the knowledge so you can say, well, I know this. In Proverbs, the 9th chapter and the 12th verse. Actually, I'm going to read the 10th and 11th verse. It says, the fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. My people, we have to have knowledge, but we have to have knowledge of the holy. Now, we already got knowledge of the unholy. We living in it every day. We living around it every day. And we can behave ourselves every day because we have the knowledge of the unholy, but knowledge of the holy is understanding. And it says, for by me, thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. And if thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if thou scorneth, thou alone shall bear it. So this is letting you know, look, if you're going to be wise, if we're going to obtain wisdom, then be wise for ourselves. Don't become and get wisdom just so you can go out in the world and wag your finger. Don't obtain wisdom so all you can do is look around and see what's wrong with everybody else. Don't obtain wisdom so you could just follow a multitude. You really don't know. You really don't believe, nor do you understand, but you met some brothers and sisters that you like, so you want to follow this way. Well, if we're going to stay loyal to the Most High, we have to know. So if we're going to be wise, let us be wise for ourselves. The first one we correct is ourselves. The first one that we should be disgusted at is ourselves. The first person that we should blame for this captivity that we're dwelling in is ourselves. Because there are flaws in each and every one of us. So when we take this wisdom, it's not to go out and point to the world what's wrong with y'all. But if you're going to be wise for yourself so you can obtain the wisdom, so you can obtain knowledge, and that you can be a faithful witness to the Most High. It also says this in the book of Proverbs, the 8th chapter. In Proverbs, the 8th chapter and the 10th verse, it reads, "Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it." My people, we need instructions more than silver and gold. And why is it more? Because with instructions, you got the ways of life. We could be increased. We'll serve the true and living Elohim, who's the possessor of all, not just rubies and gold, but the possessor and creator of all. And knowledge rather than fine gold. And most of our people, we've been trained to only get knowledge with that which that we can put in our pockets. That's why it becomes a moral conflict. When someone says, "Look, you making six figures a year, Jack. You got a nice house, nice car, lovely family, and you're going to give all that up for the Sabbath day?" And that's when it becomes a head twister. Because people think that they actually have to make a decision, when really it's a no-brainer. Because knowledge is far, seek out knowledge far above choice gold, and receive instruction and not silver. It says, "For by wisdom is better than rubies, and all things that may be desired are not to be compared to it." If we receive knowledge, we receive instruction, we receive wisdom, then by no shadow of a doubt, you'll know that Yahweh is the true and living Elohim. And it won't be a problem to go out and profess to the world that Yahweh is the true and living Elohim. And to be able to defend the Most High and do great works in the name of the Most High. Why? Because you know these things. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter. Because I showed you in Isaiah, the 44th chapter, where Yahweh says that he don't know. Now let's show one of the things that Yahweh does know, and what he had to say about one of our great forefathers. No wonder Yahweh said, "Look unto the rock for whence ye are hewn." Look at what Yahweh spoke about one of our great forefathers, whom Yah called his friend, in the book of Genesis, the 17th chapter. No, excuse me, Genesis, the 18th chapter. And I'm going to start reading at the 17th verse. Genesis 18 and 17 reads, "And Yah said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him. And they shall keep the way of Yahweh to do justice and judgment, that Yah may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him." Yahweh said, "Look, I know this man, that he gonna command this household." And how does Yahweh know it? Because he been watching his servant. He been studying his servant. That's how you know we serve the true and living Elohim. Yahweh just don't create and just walk away and come back and be like, "Uh-oh, they messing up. I got to, redo." No, Yahweh study. And Yahweh know the heart of every man. So Yahweh know whether we going to do good or whether we going to be evil. Whether we going to choose light or whether we going to choose darkness. Whether we going to go up or whether we going to go down. No matter what, Yahweh studies his creation. That Abraham was valiant to do and confirm the words of Yah. And Yahweh said enough. He said, "Look, I know this man, that he going to command his household." Why? Because he's doing it. So I know when I make him a great man and I make this covenant with him, he going to just keep it up. Because I know him. This is why Yahweh said, "Look, I'm not going to even hide what I'm going. I'm not going to hide what I'm going to do from Abraham. That's my servant. And why did y'all have so much strong confidence in Abraham? Because Abraham has strong confidence in his Elohim. Because he know, no matter what Yahweh do, it's in righteousness. No matter what Yahweh do, it's in judgment. No matter what Yahweh does, it's in justice. So I got to command my household in the ways of my Elohim. Because I know him. That's why he could plead with his Elohim. That's why he said further in this same chapter, in the 25th verse, Abraham pleading with the Most High. I'm going to start reading at the 23rd verse. It says, and Abraham drew near and said, will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous men within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? This is Abraham petitioning to the Most High, because he knows that the Most High loves righteousness. He knows that Yahweh loves the righteous. And he's not asking the question like he's saying, Yahweh, you going to slay the righteous with the wicked? He's petitioning like, Yahweh, you going to slay the righteous with the wicked? That's far from you. Yahweh, I know you're the true and living Elohim. I know that you're the creator of judgment and you execute judgment and justice. I know how much you love the righteous. That's why you didn't allow me to slay my son. That's why you told me to get away from my household and you established this covenant with me. Because Yahweh, I done seen your works and your works are works. And I know that you're not going to destroy the righteous with the wicked. That's far from you. And you can only approach Elohim if you know him. You got to know him to even speak to the Most High in this manner. You got to know him. Because if there's any question in our hearts, and we approach the Most High like, well, y'all, you say you wouldn't slay the righteous with the wicked. I mean, maybe you would. Maybe you change. Yahweh said, I don't change. Therefore, ye sons of Yahakob are not consumed. Because when you know, now you have the knowledge. You obtain the knowledge by seeing the works. So now you say, yeah, I know. I know what Yahweh got planned for whatever's going to happen in this city, in this country, in this world. The righteous are going to be spared from it. Because that's what Yahweh delights in the righteous. Turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel. The 24th chapter. And what are we speaking on? We're speaking on the key components of righteousness, and that's to know, believe, and understand. And we're going through what it means to know. And this is a great testimony in this 1 Samuel 24 chapter. This is the affliction that King David was having with Saul and how he was delivered in the hands of King David multiple times. But let's read the testimony of one of the times that Saul was delivered in the hands of King David. And let's see the wisdom that King David was displaying. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 24th chapter, and the first verse, it reads, and it came to pass, when Saul was returned from following the Philistines, that it was told him, saying, behold, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi. Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men out of all Israel, and went to seek David and his men upon the rocks of the wild goats. And he came to the sheepcotes. By the way, where was a cave? And Saul went in to cover his feet. And David and his men remained in the sides of the cave. They didn't even know these men were in the cave. And this is who they were seeking after. And the men of David said unto him, behold, the day of which Yah said unto thee, behold, I will deliver thy enemy into thy hand, that thou mayest do to him as it shall seem good unto thee. Then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privately. And it came to pass afterwards that David's heart smote him because he had cut off Saul's skirt. So he didn't even lay his blade to this man. But he know the tender mercies of Yah. And this is why Yahweh say, I will show you even the tender mercies of David. And he said unto his men, Yahweh forbid that I should do this thing unto my master. Yah's anointed to stretch forth my hand against him, seeing he is anointed of Yahweh. So David stayed his servants with these words and suffered them not to rise against Saul. But Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his way. David arose afterwards and went out of the cave and cried after Saul, saying, my master, the king. And when Saul looked behind him, David stooped with his face toward the earth and bowed himself. And David said to Saul, wherefore heareth thou man's words, saying, behold, David seeketh thy hurt. Behold, this day thine eyes have seen how Yah have delivered thee today in my hand in the cave, and some bade me to kill thee, but my eyes spared thee. And I said, I will not put forth my hand against my master, for he is Yah's anointed. Moreover, my father, see, yea, see the skirt of thy robe in my hand, for in that I cut off the skirt of thy robe and killed thee not. Know thou, and see that there is neither evil nor transgression in my hand, and I have not sinned against thee, yet thou huntest my soul to take it. Yahweh judges between me and thee, and Yahweh avenge me of thee, but my hand shall not be upon thee. As saith the Proverbs of the ancients, wickedness proceedeth from the wicked, and my hand shall not be upon thee. After whom is the king of Israel come? And after whom dost thou pursue? After a dead dog? After a flea? Yah, therefore, be judge, and judge between me and thee, and see and plead my cause, and deliver me out of thy hand. And it came to pass, when David had made an end of speaking these words unto Saul, that Saul said, Is this thy voice, my son David? And Saul lifted up his voice and wept. And he said to David, thou art more righteous than I, for thou hast rewarded me good, whereas I have rewarded thee evil. And thou hast showed this day how that thou hast dealt well with me, for as much as when Yah had delivered me into thy hand, thou kill me not. For if a man find his enemy, will he let him go well away? Wherefore Yahweh reward thee good, for that thou hast done unto me this day. And now behold, I know well that thou shalt surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in thy hand. Swear now therefore unto me by Yahweh that thou will not cut off my seed after me, and that thou will not destroy my name out of my father's house. And David sware unto Saul, and Saul went home. But David and his men got them up unto the hold. This is the mercy of Yahweh. And you can only show this type of mercy when you know Yah. This is the only way that you can have this type of loving kindness. You got to know that Yahweh is Elohim. Now ask yourself today, do you have this type of mercy King David had towards Saul, a man that was pursuing his life to take it? And he said, look, I could have slayed you. Your skirt is in my hand, but I cannot lay my hands on Yahweh's anointed, no matter how you acted. Because as he said, it's a Proverbs. Wickedness proceeds from the wicked. So I'm not going to act as you act. I'm going to take the high road because I know Yahweh deals with the lowly. So I got to get low. And by hearing this, he said, look, David, you're more righteous than I. Now, are we petitioning for our brothers and sisters like today? Or as soon as they say something to us, we cut off. I don't deal with them no more. Bump them. They done tore it up now. I'll never do that again with that brother or that sister. No. Because if we don't have mercy and we don't have loving kindness towards one another, then how can we say that we know Yahweh? It's just not a possibility. Turn with me to Proverbs, the 14th chapter. Now, I know the scriptures say that it's a time to embrace and a time to cease from embracing. I understand that. And that's exactly what this brother was doing. He knew it was a time to cease from embracing. But he know Yahweh's law didn't go nowhere. He know Yahweh's mercy didn't go nowhere. He know Yahweh's loving kindness didn't go nowhere. In the book of Proverbs, the 14th chapter, and the 26th verse, it reads, in the fear of Yah is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. My people, to know, to believe and understand, we have to have strong confidence in our Elohim. But we won't have this confidence if we don't fear him. And to know Yah is to fear him. Because you got many people that say, I know the Most High. He worked with me. He deal with me. I know the Most High. I know God. That's what they'll say. I know him. But then when you start asking them about the ways of the Most High, they show you further and further that they don't know him. They show you further and further, man, you are far removed from the Most High. Now, with your lips, you honor him, but your heart is far removed from the Most High. Because none of this stuff that you're saying you go by, Yahweh condones. None of it. That's because you don't know him. And Yahweh said that we are to know, believe, and understand that Yahweh is Elohim. Turn with me to the book of Psalms 89. Want to know how King David got his confidence in the Most High? How he know Yahweh is the true and living Elohim? How he believe Yahweh is the true and living Elohim and understand that Yahweh is the true and living Elohim? Is because Yahweh showed forth his works. And when Yahweh shows us his works, how could we not know, believe, and understand that Yahweh is Elohim? In the book of Psalms 89, I'm going to read the 24th verse. Well, actually, I'm going to start reading at the 20th verse. Psalms 89 and verse 20. I have found David, my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established, my arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. And I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. And he shall cry unto me, thou art my Father, my Elohim, and the rock of my salvation. And I will also make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. And then it says, my mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. This is how you know, because Yahweh will show you his works. So I don't care what no Israelite come to me and say, what no nation come to me and say. You can talk about this man all day long about how precious he is to the Most High. He not precious in the Most High eyes like this man. You can come up with all type of crafty scriptures and say, well, he really meant this. Yeah, but he's saying this. You come to me and say that Yahweh don't delight in a whole bunch of things. When I tell Yahweh, say it, I'm just not going to believe it. Why? Because I know whatsoever Elohim does, it shall stand forever. Nothing to be put to it or anything taken from it. And Yahweh does these things so that men may fear before him. This is how we know. Because we serve an Elohim that don't change. And the same book that your grandmother read, our great-grandmothers read, and grandfathers read, are the same laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments that we can read today, and we can do them and live in righteousness. Why? Because if you follow in this, if we follow in this, then truly we can say, we know Yah. Turn with me to the book of Psalms 111. In the book of Psalms 111 and verse 10, it reads that the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endures forever. So I don't want to hear anybody saying, look, man, I know and I believe and I understand. Will you understand? Are you doing Yah's commandments? Yes. Well, you may have some understanding. What does Yahweh feel about his Sabbath day? Can't keep it here in captivity. What does Yahweh feel about his tithes? You can't pay him here in captivity. Those were just animals. Well, what does Yahweh feel about any of his laws? I mean, we can keep them in Jerusalem, but we can't keep them here in captivity. Well, then that's showing me that you do not know, believe and understand that Yahweh is Elohim. And you certainly are not walking in the fear of Yahweh if you have purposed these things to be true. Because none can be further from the truth. But we have to know these things. And we have to believe these things. Now, what does it mean to believe? Because you have a lot of people that say, look, I believe in the Most High. And I believe in the Most High so greatly. I believe him. Well, let's look at, see how strong our beliefs really are. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. In the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the first verse. And it reads, after these things, the word of Yahweh came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Yah Elohim, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eleazar of Damascus. And Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of Yahweh came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir. But he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now towards heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And verse 6, and he believed Yahweh, and he counted him to him for righteousness. So to believe is righteousness. And it said, from the moment Yahweh revealed this unto Abram, he believed it, because he know his Elohim. And he know that Yahweh is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of a man that he should repent. He know, and he believed this, even though he's an old man and his wife is old. He know that none too hard for Yah. And he know that Yahweh is not going to lie. So what he did, he believed in his Elohim. And this is what we must portray. This is the characteristics that we must take unto ourselves to be witnesses to the Most High. We got to believe. There's a lot of testimonies in Yahweh's book that I say, goodness gracious. Those brothers believed in the Most High. Those sisters believed in the Most High. That's a righteous spirit. And you know it's a righteous spirit because he believed in Yah, Yahweh counted it to him for righteousness. So when your people may question you about certain things, don't think because you know the, don't know the answer to it that Yahweh has failed you. Don't think that because a man has risen up and he got some slick words that we can no longer believe in the Most High. Don't think these things for a moment. We have to believe in our Elohim. We got to believe him, because there are components that come with believing in the Most High. Turn with me to the book of 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. In 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter and the 20th verse, 2 Chronicles 20 and 20 reads, and they rose up early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, ye old Yehuda, O you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in Yahweh your Elohim, so shall you be established, and believe in his prophets, so shall you prosper. So this is the first thing you have to know. This is what's going to show forth if you believe in the Most High. Are you established? Now, everybody will sit there and say, man, you can't keep the Sabbath day in captivity. But in keeping the Sabbath day in captivity, wisdom's been increased. Understanding's been increased. Knowledge has been increased. Yahweh had his servants move from this place and that place, not knowing when the final place was going to be settled. But now Yahweh done gave his people a little sanctuary. And now the doors are open every Sabbath day to come praise Yahweh. Now the doors are open every day to give praises unto Yahweh. And you know what happened when this sanctuary, how this became an official sanctuary? It became established. It became dedicated. And this sanctuary is dedicated to the praises of the Most High. And the works that's being able to be done is in the name of Yahweh. So no wonder it says, believe in Yah, so shall ye be established. And believe in his prophets, so shall ye prosper. Well, no wonder there's no prosperity in our communities today. No wonder there's no prosperity against Israel today. Because most Israel, a lot of Israel, don't even believe that we got prophets anymore. They don't even believe we got messengers anymore. Now, they can tell you what a false prophet is all day long. And they can tell you what type of doctrine they disagree with all day long. But ask them, well, who is the true prophet? I don't know. I never met one. No, you never met one because you never believed in Yah. Therefore, you're not established. And that's why you're not prospering. That's why you got Israelites and people in the world today, not just Israelites, but in the world today. The same thing that they knew back in 1989, they know in 2018. They haven't increased in knowledge not one single drop. The same thing that they knew then, they knew now. The same way that they were then, they are now. It's like a freeze frame. They're the same exact person, and they spewing the same exact knowledge. Well, that's because two components, you didn't believe in Yahweh, and you didn't believe in his prophets. And to believe means you're giving attentive to. It's righteousness. Your ears are standing up. When someone say they come in the name of Yahweh, your ears stand up. Because you want to know. You want to know whether this thing is true that's being brought to them, to you, or not. And if it's not true, then you don't have to pay it no mind. You don't have to give it no ear. Because you're going to know if this person that's coming to you in the name of Yahweh believe in Yahweh. Because if they believe in Yahweh, they're going to establish everything that they're saying. And they're going to prosper in all the things that they're doing in the name of Yah. If you don't see those two components, and don't think because somebody got a lot of money that they prospering. Don't think because someone got a big sanctuary that they prospering. See, Yahweh says that man judges on the outward, but Yahweh judges the heart. So don't think by your eyes, well, he must be prosperous. Look at this sanctuary. He got a 15,000 seater. And they come with, look at some of the biggest whorehouses on this earth. Seats thousands. And they come to hear lies. They come to hear great words being spoken against the Most High. No, in this prosperity, you blessed in all your ways. And not only are you blessed in all your ways, you're respected even in the midst of your adversaries. So don't think by your naked eye that someone's prosperous because they got a big bank account. They got a big house. They got a few cars in the driveway. And you say, well, they must believe in Yah. They prosper. No, that's just financial. Prosperity is in all of our ways. Because in all of our ways, we are to acknowledge Elohim. This is how we show we believe in Yah. Turn with me to the book. Of Jeremiah. To the book of Jeremiah. Turn me to the book of Genesis, the 22nd chapter, excuse me. And in Genesis, the 22nd chapter, another great testimony showing that when you believe in Yah, Yahweh will show you his works. Yahweh will show you his righteousness. Yahweh will show you his mercy. Yahweh will confirm his words. In the book of Genesis, the 22nd chapter, start reading at the first verse. And it reads, and it came to pass after these things, that Elohim did tempt Abraham and said unto Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac. After Yahweh then came to this man to say, look, you're going to have you a son that come out of your own bowels. And look and see the stars in heaven, if you can number them, that's how your seed going to be. And it says, and Abraham believed Yah, and he counted to him righteousness. Well, let's see what it means to believe in Yahweh. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou love, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning. He didn't stall. He didn't say, well, I get up at 12. I get up at 2. Like what most of us do. Yahweh give us a commission. He said, look, I got to get up early in the morning. This thing got to be the first thing. As soon as I see light, I'm up at it. And I'm up to it because Yahweh done gave me a commission. This is what it looks like to believe in Yahweh. And it says that Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which Elohim had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And he saw this place. And then it say he stalled and say, well, Isaac, I think you forgot your shoe. Let's go back, son. He saw this place. And let's see what he did. And Abraham said unto his young man, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again unto you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Yitzchak his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. They went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering? So even this son, like, Abba, what's going on? I see the wood, but where's the fire? Where the lamb at? I see the fire and wood. Where the lamb at? But look at what Abraham said. And he said, Abraham said, my son, Elohim will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which Elohim had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Yitzchak his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of Yahweh called unto him out of the heaven, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fear Elohim, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. This is something even the angel witnessed to. Like, man, I know. This is why Yahweh brag about you. This is why Yahweh said he will command his household. Now I see it with my own eyes. I know that you believe in your Elohim. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Yahweh, Yareh, as it is said to this day in the mount of Yah, it shall be seen. And the angel of Yah called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith Yahweh, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and nature and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. This is how it looked to believe in the Most High. Yahweh gives you a commission. You may not see the clarity of it at the moment, but you know whatever Yahweh is sending you on, it's going to be done in righteousness. You know, wherever Yahweh is sending you, it's going to be done in righteousness. And Abraham, all he knew was Yahweh's word. So when Yahweh said, your sons are going to be like the stars of heaven, he believed in Yah. So when Yahweh said, look, slay your son, even your firstborn to me, he said, look, I know whatever Yahweh does, it's in righteousness. And if he asking for this to be done, it's a righteous reason. So I'm going to do it because Yahweh is my Elohim. And because he did this, Yahweh confirmed this blessing. and say your sons are going to be like the stars of heaven. Abraham didn't know 100% on how this was going to be, but he knew Yahweh is his Elohim, and he believed in his Elohim. No wonder the Most High is saying we got to know and believe. I know it looks impossible to wake your people up, but Yahweh said it's a light thing to wake your people up. But I'm going to make you a light to the Gentiles. I'm going to make you a light to the entire earth. I know you scratching your head like, how that's going to happen. I can't even get my Ema to listen to me. I can't even get my Abba to listen to me. My brothers, my sisters, how am I going to be a light? Well, that's when we have to believe and know that Yahweh has not sent us on a dummy mission. If he said that we're going to witness to these things, this is what we have to witness to. And because we believe in the Most High, see, we coming across a people that Yahweh already said is hard-headed, hard-hearted, stiff-necked. So now what we got to be is that we got to be hard-headed in righteousness. Because this is what Yahweh said he will make his people be. Turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, the 3rd chapter. And we're going to see if being hard-headed is a good or a bad thing. Because a lot of people say, man, you're just hard-headed. You hard-headed, man. And that's when you know, like, yep, my Elohim said I would be. In the book of Ezekiel, the 3rd chapter, in the book of Ezekiel, the 3rd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 5th verse. And it reads, I'm going to start reading at verse 4, excuse me. And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech, and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel, not too many people of a strange speech, or of a hard language, whose words thou cannot understand. Surely had I sent them to thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. So Yahweh letting you know, look, they impudent, they hard-headed, they stubborn, and they hard-hearted. So don't be mad when they don't listen to you, because they're not even hearkening unto me. But this is what I'm going to do for you. In verse 8, behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. As an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. For them not neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Yahweh saying, look, I'm going to make you hard-headed, but I'm going to make you hard-headed in righteousness. And you're going to be like a rhino, busting up through the middle of the people. Don't be afraid of their faces. Don't be afraid of their looks. Don't be dismayed at any of that. Because I done made your head harder than their head, even as an adamant stone, even like flint. And I don't even know how hard flint stone is, but I know it's hard. Because Yahweh said it. This is what it is going to look like to believe in the Most High. So don't get discouraged by your people not hearkening to you. Yahweh already said this. Don't think all these things are happening to our people means that we just going to be cursed forever. We got to believe in our Elohim. Because Yahweh said, I'm going to make your head harder than their foreheads. So don't be dismayed at their looks. Don't be dismayed at their words. Don't be dismayed at the taunting and the position that they're trying to put themselves in. Believe in me, and you shall be established. This is what Yahweh is telling us to do today. No wonder it's so imperative for us to know and believe and understand that Yahweh is Elohim. Because these are the things that Yahweh requires of us today. So don't be mad when your people say, man, you hard-headed, man. I told you I'm not trying to listen to that stuff. I sent you away, and now you come back again. your spirit pleasant. I'm not going to tell you to get out of my house because your spirit pleasant. And you're going to keep on talking about Yahweh, huh? You're going to keep on talking about these laws, huh? All right, man. Well, you go ahead, man. You had yourself a good time. And next thing you know, they running from you. They fleeing from you. All these people that's supposed to have knowledge above you, they running from you now. Because Yahweh said that he will make our foreheads harder than theirs. So just as hard-headed as you are to not praise Yahweh, Yahweh done made my forehead even harder to show that we can praise Yahweh. And we at your neck, and we in your face to let you know that we got to know, believe, and understand that Yahweh is Elohim. And one key ingredient to believe, to show the world that you believe Yahweh is Elohim, is to do something that he commanded us to do and not to do anyway. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 12th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 12th chapter, and the 32nd verse, it reads, "What things soever I command you, observe to do." That's the first thing we got to get. Yahweh commanded, we got to do it. "Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it." This is how we show that we believe in Yah. So when Yahweh don't speak about it, we can't expound on it as far as saying Yahweh did anything. Because if it's something to be established, Yahweh done had it recorded in his word. So that means if it's not recorded in his word, then Yahweh is going to reveal to the world. And we all going to be able to witness to it. But the last thing that we need to do is add to his word and diminish from his word. And that shows that we believe in the Most High, or that may show that you don't believe in the Most High. If you're saying that Yahweh don't partake in the Sabbath no more or delight in it, then show me that. Yahweh don't partake in keeping the laws anymore, then show me that. I can only be righteous in Jerusalem, show me that. A day begins at night, show me that. A month is to be gone by the moon. Show us that. Show us these things in Yahweh's word. But whatever you do, don't add to it, nor take away from it. Because in doing either one of these things, it shows that you just don't believe in the Most High. It's a harsh reality, but that's the truth. You just don't believe in the Most High. Why else would you go to another man's book that Yahweh not speaking in and start going by that doctrine? Why else would you go by ideology that a man is telling you if you believe in your Elohim? Why else would you go by ways that are not good when Yahweh done commanded you to go by the ways, his ways, because they are good? Well, the only reason why we would do these things is because the only reason why we would do these things is if we don't believe in Yahweh. And Yahweh said we got to know, believe, and understand that Yahweh is Elohim. And the main thing Yahweh said is going to show that you believe in me and that you can throw this arrow and it's going to hit 100% every time, whether the people know it or not. But you just keep staying consistent with it. If you be with me, then I'm with you. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 34th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 34th chapter, the 16th verse, it reads, "Seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read, for not one of these shall fail, and none shall want her mate. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it has gathered them." This is what Yahweh said. "Seek ye out of the book of Yah and read. Not one of these shall fail." And this is what shows We believe in our Elohim. Cut establish it in his book. I don't want to see what you're showing me in the New Testament. I don't want to see what you're showing me in the Quran. I don't want to see what you're showing to me in the book of coming forth for day and night. I don't want to see what you're showing me in the Hadith. I don't want to see what you're showing me in the Talmud. I don't want to see these things that you're showing me by this, professor that, and all these people that's giving me theories. Because if it's the truth, then establish it with Yahweh's word. Because none of these shall fail, and none shall want their mate. So I don't want to see you establish something through the Apocrypha. I don't want to see you establish something through a concordance. Because if it's not in harmony with the Most High's words, then that's not something that's established. Not even a little bit. And this is why Yahweh says, seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read. For none of these shall fail, and none shall want our mate. We have a book of completion. So I don't have to go out in the world and search for these so-called lost books, where they done put a whole lot of stuff and got our people believing everything. That's the problem. You believe in everything because you didn't believe in your Elohim. Yahweh told you that this book is complete. So I don't have to search for anything else. If I'm seeking after righteousness, if I'm seeking how to be meek, if I'm seeking how to be a husband, if I'm seeking how to be a good son, if I'm seeking how to be a good brother, if I'm seeking how to be a father, no matter what, Yahweh is all contained in Yahweh's book. And I know this is truth because I believe in my Elohim. And by us that go by the words of Yahweh and Yahweh only, it's because we believe in our Elohim. So we don't have to go to any other doctrine, because there's only one doctrine that stands true, and that's Yahweh's book. This is what it means to believe. This is what it means to understand. So now when they come to you and they telling you all type of matters, now you can say, well, show me that in Yah's word. Well, I can't show you in Yah's word, nowhere in the book. Well, then what you telling me is that you don't believe in your Elohim and this matter is not established. Don't bring to me no new fella that you done found and have an admiration for, because Yahweh said these things about King David. So we don't even have to argue over who the anointed is. We don't even have to have a discussion or a debate about who the anointed is. I don't have to go out in the streets and meet you in the middle of the streets to debate. Let's go by Yahweh's word. And did Yahweh say something about this fella? No. Did Yahweh establish this fella? No. And if he hasn't, then how can you say you know, believe, and understand that Yahweh is Elohim? According to the book of Job, 28th chapter. Turn with me there. According to the book of Job 28 and verse 28. Job 28 and 28 reads, and unto man he said. Now did he say unto Israel? Well, let's see. What if this is just something for Israel, or is this what they call a universal truth? And unto man he said, behold, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. So when you say, look, I know and believe and understand that Yahweh is Elohim, and I ask you, well, who's the true and living Savior of Israel? None but to come out your mouth but Yahweh. Yahweh the Savior. Yahweh the true and living Elohim. Yahweh is the only Savior. Because if you say another name outside of Yah, then you truly don't understand. You truly have no understanding. So you can't say you witnessing for Yah when you don't know, believe, or understand. Because what Yahweh is commanding us to know, believe, and understand, that he's the only one. That besides him, there is none else. So how can you be out there witnessing for the Most High in the name of another idol? And you're not even telling people about the goodness of Yah. You tell them about the goodness of a man. This is not showing you know, believe, and understand that Yahweh is Elohim. Turn with me to the book of Psalms 133. Because if we're going to be out here witnessing for the works of the Most High, we have to be united. That's what true unity is, to be united, to be gathered together, and to be able to proclaim to the world that Yahweh is the only true and living Elohim. We don't need to be out witnessing for different deities or for different idols, because you could get that with religion. You got about 14, 15 different sections of Christianity. You got several different sections of Islam. Several different sections of Egyptology. You got separation in any religion that you can find on this earth. But to say that you Israel and to say you a witness of Yahweh, why are we divided? No wonder it says in Psalms 133 and verse 1, it says, behold, how good and how pleasant is it for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the beard that ran down upon the head, that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there Yahweh commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. How good is it to dwell in unity when I can say praise Yah and my brothers and sisters are saying praise Yah back? How good is it to be in unity when I can say Yahweh is the only true and living Elohim and my brothers and sisters can witness to that and say, yes, he's the true and living Elohim. But if we can't witness to these things together, then us being together is going to serve no purpose, because I'm in one corner telling people that besides Yah there is none else. And you may be in another corner saying, well, yeah, there is somebody else. So don't think because you see these religious groups that got large numbers, or don't think because you see people out in the streets in large numbers that they're doing something righteous. Matter of fact, Yahweh commands us to do something different all within itself. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, the 23rd chapter. In the book of Exodus, the 23rd chapter, the first verse, thou shalt not raise a false report. Put not thy hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. And that's exactly what we do when we follow a multitude. Because if you'll follow a multitude to do evil and to put your hands into a bunch of wickedness. And we being Israel, we can't discern and concern ourselves with this foolishness. We're trying to bring people into righteousness, not go out in the midst of wickedness and be like them. We're not Paul. We're not becoming whatever we are from who we're around. When we're around the wicked, we got to be righteous. And when we're around the righteous, we got to be righteous. And if we ever in the midst of Yahweh, we got to be even more righteous and confirm his words and walk in all his ways. It's a consistent walk, period. And then it says in verse 2, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to wrest judgment. Don't follow these multitudes to do evil. Because this walk, this witnessing, is something that's not popular. Giving testimonies of the Most High is not popular with the masses. You'll be scorned. You'll have people turn their nose down on you. You'll have people saying you foolish. They'll call you a liar. They'll call you all type of Jezebels and all type of wicked men. They'll say everything under the book. They'll call you everything but a child of Yahweh. because the mass majority of our people are under a deep sleep. And this is why it is imperative that we witness for Yahweh. It is imperative that we go out in the world and witness that Yahweh is the true and living Elohim, and that besides him, there is none else. There is no word beside the Most High. There is no power beside the Most High. There is no man that has as much knowledge or even a smidgen of knowledge like the Most High. Yahweh hasn't made a man in this manner. Yahweh said that King Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived, and he still can't touch the Most High in wisdom under knowledge. Samson was a strong man that brought down a whole city, but his strength could nearly touch the strength of the Most High. And there's many books that's witnessing to many things and testifying to many works, but no words are like the words of the Most High. And this is something that we have to know, believe, and understand. And know and proclaim to the world that Yahweh is the true and living Elohim. That besides Yahweh, there is none else. Yahweh don't know any, so I don't know any. And his witnesses don't know any. Yahweh says that his book is complete, and none shall want they mate, so we don't have to seek after any other books to get righteousness, to get salvation. Because you have to know and believe and understand that Yahweh is Elohim. And why we having so much problems departing from evil is because we don't have understanding. And we won't do the necessary things to get understanding because we don't believe in our Elohim. And we don't believe in our Elohim is because we don't know him. Because if we do, then all three of these ingredients will be found in each and every one of Yahweh's servants, each and every one of his witnesses. Because this is what Yahweh made us for, to be his witnesses and to stand and proclaim to all the nations that besides Yahweh, there is none else. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do I. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy. Captivity is taking hold upon me. Put frighten me and now we flee from falling leaves. The blood and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we are as wise, the beast submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we